Okay, Rabbi, today's daf is daf Lamed, and we're holding six lines from the top of the Amid, where the Gemara begins. Omar of Chizda, Hakol Moedim Bibo Al Hanida Shemeshalim Knas. What is this all about? You recall when we started our perek yesterday, in the Mishnah it says that one has to go and pay Knas, not only to the Ksheirois, but even to the Psulois. Who's high to the Psulois? So we had in the Mishnah a whole list of Isure Lavin, as well as Chayove Krisus. The Chayove Lavin, or the Isure Lavin, as you recall, was, for instance, a person who was Bo Al Hamamzeres, Balanesina, Balakusis. While in the Sefer of the Mishnah, we had someone who unfortunately was Ma'anes Achoise, Achoise Ovev, Achoise Imoy, all those other cases. The Mishnah said, in all cases, Yesh Lehem Knas. You got to pay a knas, even though there also happens to be a din of kores and a lav normally on these ladies. However, the Mishnah, the Gemara told us on the Amud Beis that in fact it's not so simple, that it's a machloikis. Who is the machloikis? The Gemara said the fukim haitana, and the Gemara brought two tanoim, Shimon Hatimni and Reb Shimon ben Manasseh. Well, each one of them said, since it says in the Pasuk that in addition to giving v'nosan ho'ish ha'shoichet ima la'avi hanara chamishim kosev, it says v'loi siya li'isha. So it's got to be a type of girl, a type of nara psula that one could take li'isha, one could take for a wife. And therefore, Shimon HaTimni says it comes to exclude an isha she'ein lo havaya. There's no havaya's kedushin. Getting married is not effective. Reb Shimon Manasseh said isha haru'uya l'kaima. It's a type of woman that you can go and keep her as your wife. And the Gemara asked my benai, what's the nafkimina? And the Gemara said very simply, if you're talking about chayove lavin, what is the difference between chayove lavin? Because according to Shimon HaTimni, Yesh b'havaya. There is a vaya kedushin. If a person, for instance, married a mamzeres, he would be over an isser of leyovai mamzer b'kalashem, no question about it, he'd be over an isser. However, the kedushin is toifis because it's chayav elavin, according to Shimon HaTimni. Reb Shimon Manasseh says it's got to be isha ruya l'kaima, you're allowed to hold on to her, so even if it's only a chayav elavin, the kedushin is toifis, but I'm not allowed to go and hold on to her as my wife. Why not? Because it's an iser. Every day, every time I live with her, chas v'shalom, I'm over an iser. So therefore, the nafkimina would be the gabe chiyuv elavin. Kuli alma moida that chiyuv ekores, there would not be a din of knas, because there is no havayis kedushin. You cannot go. Kedushin is not toifis, but chiyuv ekrisus. And it's also the kaima. So the nafkimina would be the gabi, the case of the chiyuv elav. And then the Gemara went on with Rabbi Kiva, with Rabbi Simoi, with Rabbi Shevav. Our Gemara tells us now, Omer of Chizda Hakol Moedim, both Shimon HaTimni, who says that the key is that it's got to be Kedushin Toifis, got to be Havayis Kedushin Lo Yisir Isha. And according to Rabbi Shimon Manasseh, that says that the key is Isha Ru'uya L'Kaima, but they would both agree with Baal Anida Shemeshalim Knas, that if chas v'sholem a person was ma'anes and nida, he would have to go and pay knas. And that was the final case in our Mishnah that we learned yesterday. You recall, Rabbi asked a very good question yesterday about the case of Nara Psula, isn't she always a nida? And you remember the brother Shai answered very beautifully that in those days, even a Psula would go to the mikveh, presumably because people ate truma and kodshim and taharis, and so on and so forth. Anyway, so the Masa says, Rav Chizda, even Shimon HaTimni, who says that we do not have Havayis Kedusha, or Kedusha is not Toifis, and even Reb Shimon Manasseh, who says, Isharui L'Kaima, if there's an Isser, even an Isser Lav, no din of Knas, but nevertheless they will both agree with Bala, Nida Shemeshalim Knas, like we said in our Mishnah. Why? Living with a nida is an isakares. So why is there a din of knas? So it's more very simply. L'man v'yam yesh bo havaya, hanami yesh bo havaya. That the din is that Kiddushin is toifis by a nida. In fact, this is, I wouldn't say it's a common occurrence, but does happen from time to time, that a chus and kala get married, and unfortunately she is a nida. No way of being able to, well, today there are ways of preventing it, but years ago you couldn't prevent something like that. If she became a nida, she became a nida, but you didn't cancel the chasana. The chasana went on. So there is havayis kiddushin. That's already even more obvious. Every husband and wife, the wife becomes a nida once a month approximately. If we would say ein ruy l'kayma, then he would have to go and divorce his wife every single month. That wouldn't be a good solution. So avada, one can continue having as one's wife a nida, just don't live with her. So she's ruy l'kayma. So because of that, both Shimon HaTimnis and Reb Shimon Menasius tests, which they both learn from Veloy Sieli Isha, both of those tests are met. This woman, Yesh Bahavaya, she's Ruya Lekaima, and therefore, if Chas V'Sholom, a person is Ma'anis, a Nara Psula, who's also a Nida, yes, he's Mechuyiv to go and pay the Chamishim Shekel. With that, that concludes the discussion of yesterday, where we discussed the Shimon HaTimni, Reb Shimon Menasseh, Reb Akiva, Reb Simoy, Reb Yeshevav, and so on and so forth. Now the Gemara starts on something new. Says the Gemara of Lafuke, our Mishnah excludes Reb Nechumi ben Akana. Who's Reb Nechumi ben Akana? If you go back to the Mishnah just for a moment, you'll notice the Mishnah said at the very, very end that all of these ladies that we discussed at the end of the Mishnah, the Achois Ovi, the Achois Imai, all of which are Aroyos where there's an Isser Kares, said the Mishnah, Afal Yeshlehem Knas, Afal Pishahim Bi Kares, Ein Behem Misas Bezdin. Each one there's a din of Knas, even though there's a din of Kares, but there's no din of Misas Bezdin. Why did the Mishnah throw that in? So we discussed it briefly when we learned the Mishnah, that there's a famous rule of Kamli ben Ramine. Kamli ben Ramine, as you all know, means that a Bezdin cannot go and assess two separate punishments for the same act. If someone did something bad, you give him the greater of the two punishments. So, what are we talking about in our Mishnah? We're talking about a Mishnah that a person went and, Chas V'Sholom, lived with a Choisoi. Choisoi is a sister. When one lives with one sister, there is no Misas Bezdin involved. There's only Misa B'Day Shemoyim, through the Rabbeinu Shalom. Where do we learn this? Pasuk says, Kikola Shiasa, Kikola Te'evis, Eilu Anichrisa. This is a din of Kares. Aha. So therefore, Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to go and execute this individual, give him Kares. Hezin, however, doesn't. So what Amish is telling us is, if the person would be oiver an iser erva that involves not only potential kares but also misa bidei adam, for instance, what happens if you have a nara psula who is married? She is an arusa, so she's still a psula, but she's married. It was Ederson. He gave her a ring, hariat mekudeshesli, husband and wife. Okay, person chas v'sholom, the young lady who's married is all of 12 years and 3 months old, so she's still a Nara. She's also still a Psula. Someone comes and is Ma'anes her. What's the din now? Okay, number one, there's a din of the Chamishim Kosef. But more than that, we have a bigger problem. What's the bigger problem? The bigger problem is because she's an Eishes Ish, you have to go and get Chas V'Sholom if there was 2 Edom. With Hasra, the person would go and get Skila for living with this Eishes Ish. That being the case, says the Gemara, I got a big problem. You couldn't go mi Mechayev Knas because they have a much greater issue. That greater issue is the fact that he's going to go get Misa. So that's the halacha of Kam Lei B'Drabba Mine. Remember Rashi in the Mishnah said that each one of the cases that we spoke about, for instance, the Eishes Achiv and the Eishes Achiyaviv, is talking about that she's not married. Because if she was married, then in fact there would be the problem of not a din of kares, a din of misa. And our Mishnah says, "Ein ben misas bezdin." So how can you have an eishes achiv and eishes achi over that's not married? It says Rashi, it's talking about that they were previously married, then after that they were divorced. Anyway, the point of all of this is that there is, according to our Mishnah, there's no din of kamim drav minei by kares, only by mises bezdin. What's the reason? Why do we distinguish between one and the other? The svara is very, very simple. This is really a special bezdin halacha, where a Kodesh Baruch Hu says, bezdin, if there are two punishments that one has to apply to a particular individual, you don't give them both punishments. It's like a similar, in a sense, to double jeopardy. You only go and give one punishment, not two punishments. And of the two punishments, you give the more chomor dikka punishment. So if this person deserves both to get misa and to pay money, he only gets misa, no money. Yes, Rabbi, yes. Do you have a question?
What happens if there is no astroa, there is no misa? That's do we consider it like kores, or do we consider it like high misa?
That's itself a big machloikis. It's something called chayove misa shoyigin, which means if the person would have done it b'mezid, he would be mechuyev misa, but because he did it b'shoyigin, because there was no hasra, or he just didn't know, then the question is whether the din of kamim. There was no hasra, etc., and therefore we cannot go and execute the individual. For instance, a person who's over on Hilchus Shabbos, Rashi gives an example, we'll see this in Gemara momentarily. A person went into somebody else's field, and he goes and burns down that person's field, and he does it on Shabbos. So number one, he's over on Shabbos. If there were two Edim and Hasra, he would go and get Skila for being over Shabbos. And number two, he owes money to his neighbor for being Mazik, for destroying property, worth $1,000, $5,000, whatever. So you have a din of Kamim Rabbanei. What you're asking is, what happens if there were no Edim? Or it's talking about that he didn't know that it was Shabbos, so he was a Shoigig L'Gabi Shabbos, so he couldn't go and give him Skila. Would he then still be Mechuyiv to go and pay the damages to his neighbor? And that's what the Gemara calls Chayove Mises Shogigim. Our Gemara doesn't discuss it today. Maybe we're going to have it in the next few days, where is a machloikis whether or not the person would be potter from a tashlumen or chayv a tashlumen. Our Gemara today doesn't focus on that. Rather, we focus on the fact that there is a higher authority, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, that is going to mete out a punishment called kares. Do I say, well, since the person is going to get kares, he's now potter from having to go and pay the knas? So our Mishnah said very decisively, you only pay a knas when there is a chiyuv kares, because you don't say kam le bedram minei. If there were both a chiyuv of misa bidei odom together with tashlumin, our Mishnah says, then you'd be potter from paying knas because of kam le bedram minei. Jok de Gemara, our Mishnah's lafukim rebchoni ben akana, the son of rebchoni ben akana. Says, I don't distinguish between Misa Bidei Shemoyim or Misa Bidei Odom. When I use the term Misa Bidei Shemoyim, we're referring specifically to Kores. I'm only saying Misa Bidei Shemoyim because Kores is a form of Misa Bidei Shemoyim. We'll see in the Gemara a little bit later that in fact there are differences between the two. So Mechon Yimenekona says, makes no difference. The din of Yom Kippur is like Shabbos the Tashlumen. My Shabbos Meschai Benav Shepotem in the Tashlumen. After Yom Kippur Meschai Benav Shepotem in the Tashlumen. What does the Gemara mean to say? So Rashi explains, we all know that if Chas Hashom a person is over on Shabbos B'mezid and Isur, one of the Lametes Malachis, and at the same time he's damaging the property of somebody else, well, since he's Mechuyev Skila and he's Mechuyev damages for the person's property, the Torah says, come the Ramine, he just gets Misa, he doesn't have to go and pay for the damage. Azei Zot, that's the Halacha L'Gabi Hilchus Shabbos. What about L'Gabi Yom Kippur? If a person does any one of the Lametas Malachas on Yom Kippur, there is no din of Misas Bezdin. No din of Skila, no din of Chenek, no din of Sreifa, no din of Herek. What din is there in Benichrisa? Whoever does Malacha on Yom Kippur, this is a din of kares. So what happens if on Yom Kippur someone burned down somebody else's field? So number one, he's been over on an issa kares. Number two, he owes the person money. So other than Reb Nechunya ben Akana, we hold, meaning those that disagree, the majority opinion is you gotta go and pay for the goddess. You have to pay for the person's field because you caused them damage, and there is no kum lei bedrabi minei, because Bezdin cannot assess anything more than the punishment of pay for the damage. Mashenkein, Reb Nachunya ben Akana says, but there is a higher authority that Rabbi Yishlom is going to give that person kares. So vayt kum lei, the person is potter from paying for the damage that he caused on Yom Kippur. So Nachmo, Mashabes Mischai ben Afshay potter min Tashlumin af Yom Kippur Mischai ben Afshay u potter min Tashlumin. Therefore, Reb Nachunya ben Akana respectfully disagrees with our Mishnah, and our Mishnah would be half the size. The second part of the Mishnah, which talks about all the arroyas that a person went and lived with, achoyse, achoyseoviv, achoyseishte, the alagut hazachin, where it says in our Mishnah, where it says the jechayiv knas, said Nachunya ben Akana, delete that part of the Mishnah, your potter min haknas. Freiti mor my talent, Reb Nachunya ben Akana, where does Reb Nachunya ben Akana get his halacha from? Omer Abaye, Nemar osmi de odom, Nemar osmi de shemoyim. I have exeir shavah. The word osain appears twice. Ma osana omer bidei odom potem min hatashlumin. Af osana omer de shemoyim potem min hatashlumin. Now, where does it say osam bidei odom? Where does it say osam bidei shemoyim? So, if you have again the Torah or hashalim on the side, the first osam bidei odom it says in Parshas Mishpatim, v'chiyinotzu anoshim. Two men are fighting. V'nogfu isha hara v'yotzi yiladeha. As they are fighting, right next to them, there is a pregnant lady. And as they're fighting, unfortunately, one pushes the pregnant lady. V'yotzi yiladeha nebach, she was mapil, meaning she had a miscarriage. V'lo yi'osai. Now the Parsha Pshat v'lo yi'osai means, and that otherwise, nothing happened to the lady. In other words, Baruch Hashem, she survived her fall. She may have gotten bruised up a little bit, but Baruch Hashem, nothing happened to her. And unfortunately, she lost her yulodos, meaning that unfortunately she miscarried. What do you do in such a situation? Says the Pasuk, Onosh ye onosh kashi yoshes ola balo isha unosim b'flinim. Bezin's going to have to assess the damage, the value of the fetus or fetuses. Not an easy task, but they will go and put a price on the damage, and the person who caused the miscarriage is going to have to go and pay damages for it. That's what it says in the Pasuk. The way, however, our Gemara understands the Pasuk is a little bit different. Rashi says, V'lo ye'osui means that because no one was injured permanently, in other words, the young lady, Baruch Hashem, is okay, she didn't die, everything is fine. V'lo ye'osui, therefore, we're not going to assess an misa bidei odom on this individual. You know why? There's no reason for it. He didn't kill anybody. What he did do was cause this terrible miscarriage. Yeah, on that miscarriage, onesh, he's got to go and pay. However, the reason why he's paying is v'lo ye'osai, because he didn't cause the misa of the mami. As therefore, v'lo ye'osai means he is not getting punished with a misa bidei bezdin, because Baruch Hashem, he didn't cause anybody's death. Except, of course, for the miscarriage of these fetuses. For that, he has to go and pay. So what do I see? That osoin means a misa bidei bezdin, that v'lo ye'osin, that we're not, the bezdin is not going to go and decide to execute this individual. There is no cause for that, because he didn't kill anyone. Okay, so that's osoin bidei adam. Where does it say osoin bidei shemayim? That's the next pasuk. That's a very famous pasuk with Yaakov Avinu, where Yosef had said, send down my brother Binyamin. Says the Pasuk, I'm not going to send Binyamin. Kiyochel meis, Yosef has already died. V'hu levavi nishar, Binyamin is the only one alive. Ukro'o asin baderech asher telchuvah. Something terrible might happen on the roads as he's going to Mitzrayim. There could be an asin. Therefore, I'm not going to go and allow him to travel with you. Of course, afterwards, Yaakov changed his mind, but that's not relevant to our Gemara. Now, what does that osoy mean, the kro osoy? Presumably, it doesn't mean he's going to be executed by a court. Osoy means there's going to be osoy midei shamoyim, that there might be some weather factors. The Gemara in the moment is going to suggest, for instance, it's going to be too hot or too cold, and therefore, cholila, he's going to get very sick, or something similar. So we see that osoy means bidei adam, and we see that osoy means bidei shamoyim. and therefore I make a gzeirah shavah. That just like we also know Amr b'dei Adam, part of the tashlumin, because of the rule of kamu d'raminei, afos and Amr b'dei Shemoyim, part of the tashlumin, because of kam lebe d'raminei. Maskul Ravali Barahava, mi mai dechiko mizr luhu, Yaakov lebonei al tzinim upachin, di b'dei Shemoyim ninu, Dilma al Ariye veganvi, di b'dei Adam ninu. After all, the pasuk just tells us that Yaakov said, I'm afraid that there's going to be a terrible, tragic accident, and osoin is going to happen to my son Binyamin. So why do we assume that that osoin means nature, the forces of nature? There's no such thing really as nature, that's the Ribbono Shel Olam, but we mean something having to do with the weather, such as Gemara is going to say, tzinim pachim, very hot, very cold, and the like. Maybe what Yaakov Inu was afraid of is that since they're traveling on treacherous roads, maybe there'll be an Aryeh, there'll be some sort of wild beast that might come and attack, or Gambi, there might be Liston, there might be highway robbers. And therefore, that being the case, Freytimora, how do you know that that also means Bidei Shemoyim? Maybe it also means Bidei Adam. And then the whole drasha of Rav Nachunya ben Akana would fall away. Everything more, Ata Yaakov, Aho Yizer, Aho Lo Yizer. What do you mean? When Yaakov said osoin, he meant only a specific type of osoin to exclude other types. Yaakov kol mili izer. He was telling them anything and everything can happen. When a person is traveling for a distance from Eretz Yisrael to Mitzrayim, who knows what's going to happen en route? Anything can go and happen. And therefore, yes, there could be weather. They could be weather-related, as well as it could be, unfortunately, Aryeh veganvi. And therefore, when he was telling him that I'm concerned about the osoin, it included an osoin b'dei shemoyim, and that's why I can learn osoin, osoin. That just like the osoin by Parshas Mishpatim, legavi, the person whose nebuch causes the miscarriage, is a din of common rabminei. So here the osoin of Yaakov Avinu with Binyamin, which includes osoin b'dei shemoyim, there too there's a din of kamlei b'drab minei. Frank Dimara, the tzinim pachim b'dei shemoyim ninu. You describe tzinim pachim. Rashi says tzinim pachim means kor v'choyim. Tzinim means tzina, which means very cold. Pachim means choyim, very hot. You're saying that that's b'dei shemoyim? Pung fakert! Tzinim pachim is b'dei olam. Botanya, the famous brisa, hakum b'dei shemoyim, chutz mitzinim pachim. Shinemar says in the pasuk, tzinim pachim miterach ikesh, shemin nafsha yirchak mehem. If there's tzinim pachim out there, so don't go as an action and say, well, I'm not worried, everything is fine. No, shemin nafsha yirchak mehem. Be careful. If it's very cold outside, dress warmly. It's very hot outside, take along a portable air conditioner. Make sure that you're okay, because chas v'shalom, changes in weather could cause major sicknesses. Anyway, so the point is, so, hakum b'dei shemoyim chutz mitzinim pachim. You're giving tzinim pachim as the classic example for the osoin b'dei shemoyim. That's the example that it's not b'dei shemoyim, because hakum b'dei shemoyim except for tzinim pachim. V'suin, let me ask you further. Ari v'gavim b'dei adam ninu. You're saying that if an ari, if a lion attacks, or if ganavim attack, that's b'dei adam. That's also b'dei shemoyim. From the day of the Chorban Beis HaMikdash, we're learning this one day before Tisha B'Av, Chorban Beis HaMikdash. Even though the Sanhedrin, no longer functions today, but Arba Mises Le'Batlu, the Arba Mises still function. Le'Batlu, what are you talking about? Batlu. When's the last time you heard that a Bezdin went and executed someone? Ella says the Gemara, the din of the Arba Mises Bezin Loi Vatlu. What does that mean, the din of Arba Mises Bezin? Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I will mete out the execution. The Bezin won't, but I will take care of it. How does HaKadosh Baruch Hu take care of it? Mishin is chayiv skila, oy noifu menagag, oy chayidor sosoy. Even though we think of skila, meaning that we throw rocks at the individual, and of course, that is the major aspect of skila, but skila means that first one pushes him down the cliff, and then you throw the rocks at him. So nowadays we don't, the Bezdin doesn't have that authority to go and execute someone. So if someone, chas v'shalom, went and b'mezid was over on an Isser where there's a din of Misas Skila. So Oifum Noifum Nagag, the person falls off the roof, which, and then he passes away. Oy Chayidur Sosoy. Or the Chayid comes, like Rashi says, like an Ari, the line that we're talking about. The Ari will first push the person down on the ground, and then unfortunately, Horgoy Bedrisa, then the Ari is going to Nebuch tear him to pieces and Nebuch kill him. Okay, so those are two forms of heavenly skila, if you will. Same thing is Mishnah Schaif Sreifa. Oy Noifu Bedleika, Nebuch he falls into a terrible fire. Oy Nochesh Makishoy, or Nebuch he gets bitten by a rattlesnake, and the venom goes and burns into his body, and that burning is considered to be like Sreif, and Nebuch kills him. Or Mishnah Schaif Hariga. Hariga would be Cherev, and how do they give Cherev today? Oy Nimsala Malchus, Oy Listen Boy and Olav. Either you're talking about in the good old days when unfortunately someone that was executed, he was executed at the guillotine, and then they used to go and Nebuch decapitate the individual. Or you listen, boy in love, or you have terrorists come against him. And even today one hears Nebuch about Arab terrorists and the like, that Nebuch decapitate people. So that would be a form of cheref. Or Mishnah Schaif Chenek, that the person should be suffocated, or Yitveh Benor, he might Nebuch drown in the river, or he might die from Srunchi. Rashi says Srunchi is Askara. Usually they teach Askara as being one of the respiratory diseases, such as a heavy case of asthma or something similar. So Chas v'Shalom, a person could die from that. And that's Bimkoim the Chenek. Also, what do I see? The case of the Aryeh v'Ganvi, the Ari is the case of the Skila. That's the Chayedor Sosoi. The case of the Ganvi, oh, that's the case of the Listim. Nimsa l'malchus a Listim. So therefore, that's not Bidei Odom. That is Bidei Shemoyim. And therefore, what the Gemara is telling us is, it's really v'nahapachu. The case of Bidei Shemoyim that we said in the Amud Aleph, Pinat Tzinim and Pachim, that's a case of Bidei Odom. The case of the Ari of the Ganvi that you said is the case of Bidei Odom, that's Bidei Shemoyim. And says the Gemara, you're right. El Eipach. And since Yaakov Avinu was concerned about both, therefore the word Asoi means both Misa Bidei Adam and Misa Bidei Shemoyim. Ah, so I learned Asoi and Asoi. That just like by a Misa Bidei Adam through a Bezdin, Kom Levit Ramine, same thing would apply when there's a Misa Bidei Shemoyim. In other words, a Kores, what would be the din? Kom Levit Ramine. And that's the Makor of Ramachunya ben Akana. And that is the explanation according to Abaya. However, Rava says, I have a different basis, a different makor for the halacha Ramachunya ben Akana. Rava Amma Taimah, the Ramachunya ben Akana, mehacha. I have another pasik. Vimhali yamlimu, Amma Oretz Eseinem and Ishahu, Besita Mizar la Moilach, Besamte Anias Panaibu Ishahu, Mishbachte, Vichrati Oisoi. What is all of this about? This is about a person, Chas v'Shalom, who goes and gives his child to the Molech. Molech is a very, very unusual, somewhat mysterious type of avodah zara, that a person goes to the Galach, says, here's my son, you could take my son and give him to the Molech. Molech being the name of the avodah zara. Exactly how that works is a machloikis. Some say that they take the child in between two aisles of fire. Some say the Nebuch, they burn the child by putting him into the fire. But whatever it is, the Gemara considers that to be a unique form of avodah zara. And the pasuk says specifically about someone who gives his son lamoilech, that unfortunately he gets skila. And since he gets skila, the pasuk says, ish ashayitim mizar lamoilech mois yumos, amoretz yirgemuhu ba'oven. They go and give him, Yirgamu Ba'ovim means they go and stone him. That's a halach of skila. Okay, so now the pasuk says the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Vimhali Yalima Amaretz Eseinem and Ishahu. We should go and take this person and bring him to Bezin to go and effect execution by skila. But what happens if everybody's malamayin, meaning everybody says, it's not my problem, it's not my headache, let somebody else take care of it. I got other things to worry about. It's not on my agenda. Let the Bezdin, let the Yaskonim, let the Rosh HaKul. It's not for me. and everybody points his finger and, what do they say, push the buck or something to someone else. So the bottom line is, nobody takes him to Beis Din. Nobody causes this person to be executed. Says the Kodesh Baruch Hu, V'samti ani es panai be'ishahu. I'll take care of it myself. What am I going to do, says the Kodesh Baruch Hu? V'ichrati oisai. I'm going to go and give him kares. And therefore what we see from this pasuk is that the Kodesh Baruch Hu says that kares is a substitute for misa bidei adam. That being the case, says Rava, says Nechunya ben Akana, Amra Torah Kares Sheli K'misa Shelechem. My Kares is a substitute for your Misa. My Misa Shelechem Partim in a Tashlumen. Just like by your Misa, if there is also a Chiyav Tashlumen involved, come lay bid the Rabbah Minei your Partim in a Tashlumen. Af Kares Sheli Partim in a Tashlumen. I have now two wonderful Mekoyrois for Rem Nechunya ben Akana. Either the Osoin Gzeira Shava of Abaya, or the Halim Yalimu Drasha of Rava. Freiti Mara, my Ika ben Rava Labaya, is there Nafkimina Lahalocha? Says Imara, yes. Ika ben Ay, you know what the Nafkimina is? Zosha Ochal Truma. Now, why do we pick on Zosha Ochal Truma? Because, as we know, Zosha Ochal Truma, there is no din of Misa Bidei Odom. There's no din of Kares. But rather, there's a din of Misa B'dei Shemoyim. Well, I thought Misa B'dei Shemoyim is the same as Kares. No. Those are two separate concepts. Even though I used the term a number of times this morning, they are not equivalents. These are not synonymous. Every Kares, of course, is B'dei Shemoyim. However, Misa B'dei Shemoyim is different than Kares. So, how are they different? So, that's a Machloikas Rishonim. Rashi says here at the top, about 10 lines from the top of the Amud, about 6 lines into the narrow lines. Zoshocha Truma, Bemezid, Hu Bemisa Midei Shemoyim, Veloi Bekares. What's the difference? Kares Hu Vizari Ne'enoshim, Dechsiv Aririm Yiyu. There's another pasuk, Aririm Yomusu, which means Kares, that a person is cut off. Not only is he personally cut off, but his children, Rachman Litzlan, will also be cut off. And therefore this person will be killed as well as his children. Mashenkin, if you're talking about the case of Misa B'dei Shemayim, it's only him and it's not his children. Okay, that's a major difference. That's according to Rashi. Toisis and other Rishonim disagree very vehemently, and they say that the din of Kares does not include the din of Aririm. The only time where there's a din of Ariri by Kares is if the Torah says Beferish Aririm Yihiyu or Aririm Yamusu. If it doesn't, if it only says Kares, the children are totally out of the picture. So what's the difference between Kares and Misa B'dei Shemoyim? Says Tois is not here, Tois is elsewhere, that Kares means that a person will die prematurely between the ages of 50 and 60, Ad V'loi Ad B'chlal, 50 through the age 59 and 364 days. Person dies at that age, that is Chas V'Shalom Kares. Misa B'dei Shemayim is from 60 and on. Aha. Okay, whichever way you learn it, Kares is worse than Misa B'dei Shemayim. Joktun Zigemara. If you have a Zor, She'ochal Truma, and therefore he's Mechuyev. Misa B'dei Shemayim, Umeisuvoi, Ki Yechal Elohu. He gets Misa B'dei Shemayim. What's the din? La'baya, he's Potter. Potter meaning he would be potter from having to go and pay truma that was stolen. You have a zor, he was hungry, he goes over to the kohen, goes and steals from him truma. Obviously he owes him money, he stole truma. Truma's worth $50. And then he ate the truma. Then he gets misa b'dei shemoyim. According to Bai, he's potter from having to go and pay. Why? Come the rabbinate. Why? Because I learned Osoin Osoin. And the second Osoin by Yaakov Avinu is talking about a Misa B'dei Shemayim, such as a Chayador Sosoi, or Listen Bon Olav, the Aryeh and the Gandhi that we spoke about in the Yomid Aleph. No, that's a form of Misa B'dei Shemayim. Therefore, he would be potter from having to go and pay the Koyin for stealing the Truma. Ul Rav Chayiv, could Rav be chayiv? Why would you be chayiv? Because Rav says that the whole din of Nechonim ben Akana is only by kares, because he learns of him halim yalimu. And there the pasuk says, v'samtein yis panei b'shahu uv'mishpachti v'chrati oisoi, a lashon of kares. That's where the Torah says that Misa and Kares are, wouldn't say synonymous, but at least Kares is an acceptable heavenly substitute for Misa b'day Adam. But Kares, it doesn't say Misa b'day Shemayim. And therefore, the din of Kamen Rabbeinu only applies by Kares. It does not apply by the Misa b'day Shemayim of, for instance, a person who ate Truma. Okay, that's a very good nafkimina, right on point. That although Nechonim ben Akana holds the din of Kamed Ramine by Kares, he would not hold the din of Misavidei that to be Kamed Ramine by Misavidei Shemoyim according to Abaya, but he would hold according to Rava. In other words, that would be the Machlokes Abaya but Rava, where the Kamed Ramine applies to Misavidei Shemoyim, which is not Kares. Fine. Frank Dimar, Ulabaya Potter, you're telling me according to Abaya, you'd be potter from having to pay. Remember, what's the case? Zor she'ochel truma. A zor stole truma from a kohen, and then he ate it up. Says Abaya, come leben drab mineh. You only give him the misa b'dei shemoyim. He does not have to pay for the stolen truma. Frey Timura, I don't understand what you're talking about. The omer of chizda, moider b'nechunim en akona, b'goin of chelvoy shel chaveroi, the achole shu chayiv. Why? What does Gemara mean to say? We're going to have this Gemara Mir Tashem tomorrow morning on the first line of the Amud Aleph. It says, by going of chalbi shel chaveri, person steals somebody's chalev, right? Somebody just shechted an animal, he put aside the chalev, he's going to use the chalev for hanoah. You're just not allowed to eat chalev, but you're allowed to have anoah from chalev. So he's going to use the chalev to go and smear the back of his donkey, or whatever one uses chalev for. And somebody stole the chalev, and he ate it up. Now you would say, well, din of chalev is kikoloichel chalev in ichrasa. It's a din of kares. So chari should be part of him having to go and pay for the theft of the chalev. Says the brises, b'chunyim nekona. Oh, no, no, no. The only time they've come with Ramine, if these two punishments come from one act. What happens if a person in the morning went and, on a given day, was a Friday morning, in the morning he went and did cause huge damage. He made fires in the community, and he stole, and he was mazik people. He owed big time lots and lots of money for damage that he caused. And then, Friday night or Shabbos, he decides to be over a couple of the malachas of Shabbos. Goes into his farm, and he goes and does a whole bunch of harisha. He goes and plows, or he does ria, or what have you. Okay, Sunday morning we catch the culprit, and we bring him to Bezin. 10 people testify that on Friday morning he did terrible, terrible damage by causing fires and hurting people and stealing from people and blah, blah, blah. How much are the damages? $1 million. And other Edom come and say, Shabbos morning, the next day, he went and did Harisha and Ktira and Zriya, who was over on Malachas and Shabbos, B'mezid, he gets Skila. Would you say in such a case, okay, well, come the Ramine, he's parted from all the damage that he did on Friday, because he's going to be executed Skila for what he did on Shabbos. And everybody, I'm sure, is saying to themselves, come on, that's ridiculous. The whole din of Kamed Ramine is of talking about the same act. This took place on Friday. This took place on Shabbos. It's two separate things. They don't mix and match. It's almost like milchiks and fleishiks. How can you mix and match the two? Two different things. So the Gemara is saying the same thing applies to a person who stole chalev. He owes the guy $50 because he stole the guy's chalev. And then he ate it. You don't eat the chalev at the same time that you steal. First you steal the chalev, and then you sit down, and you take out a fork and knife, and then you eat it. Two separate acts. So, says Rechonim Nekoni, chayiv, number one, on the theft, the $50. And number two, you're going to be chayiv on the chalev, karis. It didn't happen in the. And therefore the Gemara says, so the same thing should apply over here. If you stole somebody else's truma, and you ate it, at the moment that you stole the truma, you're chayiv on the theft, $50. And when you eat the truma, then you get the misa b'dei shemayim. So they're not in and they're not at the same time. Barry has a question. Or has the question been resolved?
No, that was my question. What's the difference between taking the chaim of eating it and taking the truma and eating it?
So
that's exactly my question.
And that's exactly the question of the Gemara. So let's go back to the Gemara. Frank, the Gemara, you're saying that Zor she'ochal truma according to Abaye. You're potur. Why? Since he's going to go and get misa b'dei shemayim, he doesn't have to pay for stealing the truma. If you steal somebody else's chaylev, the acholay and you ate it, you're chayv to pay for the theft. The gneva took place 2 minutes before, 5 minutes before, whatever, the eating of the chaylev. So when he stole the chaylev at that moment, he is mechuyev to pay for the chaylev. And then when he ate the chaylev, then he's mechuyev for eating the chaylev. So these are two separate acts that did not happen be'idna at the same time. So why would it be a din of kam d'ramine? Zoktimar alma, the me'idna the agbe kanya, from the first moment that he picked up the chaylev, he was koine the chaylev, he had a kinyan geneva or gezela, and therefore he's chayev for his geneva. Mischai benavshoy, however, to be executed heavenly by the Rabbeinu Shlomo, the Misa B'dei Shemayim, lehavad yochale, until he eats it. And that's why, said Rav Chisda, moider nechunyim in a kana, that you're chayev to pay for the theft. Hochanami, the same thing over here. But in the Agbe, when he picked up the truma, kanya, he was kind of the truma, mischai benavshoy, havad yochale. So, how can we say there's an afkimina between Abaye and Rav that Abaye would hold? That if you go and steal truma and you eat it, you're potter from having to pay for the theft. Not true. You have to go and pay for the theft because this was a separate act. Everything more, hakamai iskimi gekushu tochav loy chaveira d'zoich pif. You're absolutely right. If you're talking about a simple theft, like just like stealing the chaylev, you stole the truma, you're right, these are two separate acts. You'd have to go and pay for the theft, and you'd be chayv misa b'dei shemayim for eating the truma. You're 100% right. Here it's talking about...
He didn't steal it. His friend stole it. He didn't steal it.
That's the more sense, exactly. Barry is making our lives much easier in explaining what the teretz of the Gemara is. It's talking about that he didn't steal it. Somebody else either stole it or could have been that was the other person's truma. But let's say that the other person is the thief, and the person who's eating it is the person who's eating truma, which is Osir Bidei, and gets Misa Bidei Shemayim. So therefore, since he didn't do the Gneiv himself, it was somebody else, the Chaver took the food and stuffed it into his mouth. Okay, so there is no Gneiv problem, and there's only a problem of the eating. No, for the eating, he has to go and get, he gets the Misa Bidei Shemayim. So tomorrow, soif soif, kill the law, say, kanya, mischai ben avshali hava ad debola. Says Gemara, even if he didn't do the actual theft, the way we think of a theft, that you grabbed something from somebody else. But kim de loase means from the moment that he chewed it, kanya, he was koine it in his mouth. Not your normal form of kinyan, but the Gemara considers that, well, now he is obviously shown that he has acquired it, if you will. Mischai ben avshali hava ad debola.
He's Jewish.
Yeah, very good. Thank you. You know, that's not an easy comment to stomach. I'm going to have to go and chew on it a little bit. So, thank you very much. Okay, so anyway, Zakti Yomar Kim Dloa say, since he went and chewed it, from that moment, Kanya, in other words, from that moment, Lav Dafka Kinyan, what Yomar means to say, from that point on, he is now Mechuyev in paying the other individual, because even though the other guy stole it, but now, Rashi uses the expression, he's mazik it. He damages it. You can't go and give this truma back. It's now worthless. Nobody's going to go and eat truma that was in somebody else's mouth. So therefore, kim d'loa say kanya. He's now mechuyev for his theft or for his hezik. Mischai ben afshli hava, when is he going to have the iser of eating truma? At the bala, until he swallows it. What happens if he would go and spit it out? He wouldn't be over in the din of achilas truma. It's only when he's going to swallow it and he goes, it goes down his throat. Then he's going to be mechuyev misa. It's the chmaita, two separate acts. So therefore, why would Abaye say that he's potter? he should be mechuyev to pay because of the chewing, and he should be mechuyev misa b'day shemoyim because of the swallowing. Everything working on shetokal toich beis hablia. The other guy was a tamid chacham, and he wanted to go and illustrate the case of a kumid ravine. So he said, you know what, I'm not going to put it into his mouth, I'm going to stick it into his throat. Since I'm sticking into his throat, then when he's going to go and gulp it down, swallow it, then both are going to happen at the same time. Both, he is permanently damaging the other person by taking away his truma. You can no longer return the truma. And at the same time, he'll also get the yechiv amisa because of the fact that he ate it. So tomorrow, b'heichi dami, let's go and examine this with a little bit more analysis. Even motzi lahadura, if you're talking about that, even though he put it down the other guy's throat, it was still close enough to the top that if he did enough coughing, he could regurgitate the truma, and the truma would come out. So e motzi lahadura, if he's able to do that, neheder, let him do that. What does the Gemara mean to say? Says Rashi, if you look at Rashi, halfway down the Gemara, a little bit further down, Iboy lahadure, v'chi loy ahadra, and if he didn't go and cough it up and spit it up, mehishatav in that moment, iu mazikle. Now he's caused a hezik to that truma. The Rishon la midi avad, l'nischayv l'koyin klum. You could look upon the Rishon as not having done anything. Avad, the first person, stole, but he didn't irrevocably go and destroy the struma. The struma is still intact. The other person, when he goes and swallows it down, then it's going to be irretrievable. That'll be irrevocable. So therefore, he must la dure.
It's a matter of kinyan. A kinyan happens when the person grabs it, not when it's irretrievably damaged. The kinyan happens when the person takes it and is kone it. He looks at, three tvachim or something. He makes a king and a gneva. So why are we splitting this now? If he makes a kinyan, then he's the thief, not the person eating it.
There's a lot of discussion about this Rashi. Why does Rashi use the term to lav me the ovad? Of course, the first person stole it. What the Gemara means to say is that even though he stole it, he could atone, if you will, the Heshav is Zagzela. He could return it. However, if somebody else goes and eats it, it's impossible to return. Now it's irretrievable. So says the Gemara, if it was down the base of Leah, but high enough up the throat that he could go and spit it out, so then it's not the ganav that's causing the geneva to be a permanent removal from the original owner's rishus. It's the one that's eating it that's causing that. And so therefore, says the Gemara, let him spit it up. I mean, the other person didn't tie him down to the ground and tie down his throat that he can't do anything. Yes, it's true he went and pushed it into his throat, but this fellow could go and spit it up, take it out of his throat, there won't be a hezek, and theoretically return it. And that being the case, Reik Timara, if he didn't go and return it, then from that moment he is mazik. He may not be kona in the classical case of, as you say, the three tvachim and all the rest. However, he has kona to the extent that he has now caused damage to these goods. And that happens at that moment. When will he be over on the din of eating truma? A minute later, when he swallows it down. So again, the Gemara is splitting Talmudic hairs, if you will, and saying it's not be'inna. It's not at the same moment. Because if the person was able to go and spit it up, so then just leaving it there in the base of Leah before swallowing it down, at that moment he's already over on being masikin, and he's only going to be over on eating it when he actually swallows it down. So why shouldn't he mechuyev on both the payment as well as misubidei shabayim? You're going to go and tell me, no, it's too far down, there's no way he can cough it up or spit it up. So I bazoi, he shouldn't be chayiv at all. Not only shouldn't he be chayiv on the stolen goods, he shouldn't even be chayiv on the din of misa b'dei shemoyim, because he's an oinus. Oinus rachman apatre. Is it my fault that somebody came and stuffed down my throat this truma? It's talking about such a case that he could, if he wants to, cough it up, but he's going to have to do a lot of coughing and a lot of regurgitating. He'll have to go to the bathroom and put his finger into his mouth for an extended period of time until he's able to go and regurgitate and get it out. So how does that help? So look, Rashi, skipping Rashi, Rashi says, Ayyidei hadchak, about 10 lines from the bottom. The inami ahadra, even if he were to go and do Ayyidei hadchak, and therefore get the truma out of his throat. Mimasa, by this point it's going to be mius, it's going to be repugnant. V'lechazi labalim, and the owners cannot eat it. Hilkach migzel loigazla, therefore he's not considered to have stolen it. Amayka mechayvis le b'tashlumin, why are you being mechayiv him for tashlumin? He didn't do the theft. The theft was done by the other guy. Why do you want to mechayiv tashlumin? Anoz groinoi umeyov. You're going to go and say he has to go and pay the hanor that he's going to have when he swallows it down and it's going to go down into his stomach. So this already happens simultaneously. Both the case of the chiyuv misa as well as the case of the chiyuv tashlumin are going to happen at the same time. It's that case that Abaye said, or that's that the Gemara said, my benayu, the nafkimina between Abaye and Rava. Ezor she'ochel truma, according to Abaye, would be potter. Not that he stole it and then he ate it. Then everybody would agree he's chayiv. But in a case where somebody went and put it down his throat, he wasn't able to cough it up easily. Only al yedei hadchak, if he didn't cough it up, but rather he went and allowed it to be swallowed, so then whatever hezek he caused, as well as the isser of eating, happened simultaneously. According to Bayu, it would be potter. According to Rava, he would still be chayiv, because kunchim chunyim and akonim, come the rabbinay only applies to misa bidei adam and to kares, not to misa bidei shabayim. That's the first teretz that the Gemara gave. Rav Papa gives a very similar teretz. Rav Papa, I'm going to talk a little bit about mashkin shel truma l'toich piv. Not a case of oichel. Once you talk about oichel and you start differentiating between piv and between putting it into his throat and aydei etchak, you talk about mashkin. You're going talking about a liquid. You went and poured liquid into the other person's mouth from the point, from the first moment that you put it into his mouth, says Rashi, imis Allah. From that point on, you cannot go and spit it out anymore. It's liquid. It's totally mius. And you cannot be mechayiv megzela because he didn't steal. The only thing that you're going to go and punish him is for hanoyas groinoi. No, that hanoyas groinis has already now. By putting it into his mouth, you already, the Gorin starts feeling, delicious wine. It's really good wine. I haven't had wine like this in a long time. The person's whining about the quality of the wine. Anyway, the point is, again, it happens, the basachas, both the hanoa of drinking the wine as well as the being over the isser of eating or drinking wine. Therefore, says the Gemara, that's the reason why that would be the case where Abaye holds that come the Ramana, he'd be potter from having to pay for the wine. Avashi Omar, Bizor Shochel Truma, Mishaloi, Vikora Shiroin Shel Chaveroi. What the Gemara is telling us is, you don't have to go and say that the come the Ramana has both acts, both reasons for punishment are based on one act vis a vis Truma. You could have Truma and Hezek coming at the same time. How is it happening at the same time? He went and he's eating truma bidei. Eating truma. Ochel truma mishaloi. It wasn't stolen truma. It was truma. He bought the truma. There were truma stores that sold truma to the Kahanim. And a Yisrael comes in and the storekeeper says, hey, what are you buying truma for? You're a Yisrael. Oh, don't worry, I have an Einikel who's a Kohen. I'm buying for him. I have an Eidim who's a Kohen. All right, fine, no problem. He sells him the truma. So now the truma belongs to the Israel. Well, for that matter, could be that the Israel is the farmer, and he took off the 2% to give to the Kohen, and now, until the Kohen takes it, it belongs to the Israel. So, there's no problem of Geneva. But as the Israel eats this truma, he takes somebody else's beget, shiroin is usually, translated silk, or very fine wool, a very fine beget, and he tears it at the same time. So he's chomping on the truma, nom, 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 eating. At the same time, he's tearing. So it's happening with basachas at the same time. So that's the chinish of the Gemara, the din of kum l'rabinei, would even apply in that case. Because we look at the time that it happens. It doesn't have to be the same isur of eating truma and the stealing of the truma. No, nothing to do with stealing. It was his own truma. But because he caused damage to somebody else simultaneously with his eating, we have kam l'ramina according to a aya, according to Mnuchunya ben Akana, but not according to Rava. Because Rava says the din of kam l'ramina according to Mnuchunya ben Akana is only by Karis, and not Misa Bidei Shamayim. And mention tomorrow, we'll continue learning Brad of Chizda saying Moirim Mnuchunya ben Akana by the going of Chalbe Shal Chaveray, which we spoke about before on the Amid Beis. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi Isai. Have a good Shabbos. Barry has a question. You should all have an easy Tanis because of the fact that Barry has already told us that we have Shiurim from last Machzor. Mietche Monday morning, 8:05, we're going to continue with Monday's daf. So over Shabbos, tomorrow and tonight and today, everybody learn two blot, both Shabbos' daf and Sunday's daf, unless, of course, miraculously, we're going to have Mashiach. But then somebody's going to comment that Ein ben David bo loy bi Arvi Shabbos bi Arvi Yom Tovim. So unfortunately, it looks like we're going to have to fast this Tisha B'Av. After all, we won't be able to learn on Tisha B'Av. So learn tonight and tomorrow both letter. And yet, Monday morning we start on Monday's plot. And Barry has a question.
The classic case of Kulin is Rabba Minei, is a person dragging a wallet outside of Rishus HaYachid so that the theft and the Chil Shabbos happens simultaneously.
Beautiful.
But if it's an irrevocable theft that creates this, he can always, the wall can always be returned. So doesn't that vitiate the whole classic paradigm of Kulin Drava Minei? Because it's an irreversible theft?
So, Barry, if you still have your Gemara open, please turn here on Lamed Aleph, Omed Aleph, which is tomorrow's daf, 10 lines before the wide lines. Masa Rabbi Bar Abaya going to kiss b'Shabbos. Chayev shekvar nischay b'gnei v'koyim shavu every day isur skila. And then the Gemara talks about how did he do it? Did he pick it up in Rishus Haram, Rishus Yochad? Did he drag it on the floor?
Right.
That's a mitzvah. Tomorrow's Gemara. So you'll talk tomorrow's Magid Shir, and you'll delve into that with him. Okay. Very good.
Have a pleasant Shabbos and a fast
Tanis. A fast Tanis. Very good. Okay. Freilich lechtige Shabbos, everybody, and easy Tanis, and as they say on the West Side, a meaningful fast. Be well, everyone. Mitch, next year, hopefully, no more Tisha B'Av. We'll celebrate next year.
Amen.
Be well. Have a good Shabbos, everyone.
By the way, Tisha B'Av.
Yes.